The Brady Report for Golden Ponds Fishing in Marin Park. Goldenponds.com.au.
It's a Wednesday morning. Into Brady. G'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Yesterday, we got excited because the EPL is back, and today, we're a bit worried. Why?
Well, I've got some news for you, Millsy. They've tested 748 players, coaches, and staff from the various different clubs over the weekend. The results have come back in the past couple of hours here, and there's been six positives. Now, I'm told that they are at three clubs. They haven't named the clubs or the individuals, and they haven't said that they're all definitely players. So it could be players, it could be coaching staff, it could be general staff at footy clubs, but six positives out of 748 tests. Now, statistically, that's 99.2% of the staff from the Premier League tested are negative for COVID. So those six people who've tested positive, they will now have to self-isolate. They won't be allowed back into their training grounds for at least a week, and they won't be allowed mixed with teammates. Training did resume today at many of the clubs. We had our helicopter up above Tottenham Hotspur, and it was very strange to see players on the ground training, socially distancing, no tackling. And as soon as training was over, they got in their vehicles and they drove home to have a shower. So there was no massage at the end. There was no eating together. Absolutely no socializing whatsoever. I mean, we're 5 weeks away probably from getting the Premier League up and running, but we could do without these negative, positive tests, I should say.
EasyJet, what's happening there?
So they've had their customers' details hacked by suspected Chinese criminals. This is a really worrying story. It turns out it happened in January. EasyJet just confirming it now. 9 million customers' emails and travel details taken, and crucially, about 2,000 customers' credit card details stolen as well. So, big investigation underway. And EasyJet, you know, one of the big airlines in Europe, based in the United Kingdom, and a lot of people would have been hoping to go on holidays with EasyJet this summer. We could do without Chinese hackers targeting the airlines. They're in enough trouble as it is.
I reckon. All right, mate, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. Take care.
We will. Have a great day, guys.